Chell Anderson's a botanist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in our woods right now. Welcome back, Chell.
Hiya.
Well, leaves are starting to fall. The woods are opening up a little bit, and that's good news for grouse hunters. So let's talk about Minnesota's favorite game bird.
Gosh, yes, it's true. Lots of interest in grouse, both hunting and just people out walking trails and enjoying the fall. I mean, what's nicer than, you know, seeing these beautiful birds? And once the leaves start to come down, and especially in the understory, then we have a much better shot at really seeing them and enjoying them. This is the time of year when I start to hear again this occasional drumming of grouse, which, you know, is always fun to hear, you know, because the woods is getting so silent in terms of animals.
Yeah, not much going on out there. No.
Animal birds in particular, you know, sounds have so diminished at this point in the year compared to the summer. So all these special different sounds are fun to have as a part of the soundscape. Male grouse, for whom the species is named, with their kind of hidden ruff around the neck that we see when they display, they say they will drum any time of the growing season, spring through fall. But I don't know if I've ever actually heard one in the summertime. Maybe, but it sure can't have been very many times. But always in the fall, there will be some drumming going on. And the males are just, it's more of the same, just not as intense as in the spring, of letting their neighbors know, this is my home territory, and this is, so keep your distance, kind of.
Yeah, but they're not doing it to call attention to a female.
No, right. They're not trying to entice females at this point. They're just making sure everybody understands that things haven't changed since the spring. But this is also the time of year when this bird that normally lives a very solitary life as an adult, unless they're a hen with their brood, which, of course, is a pretty short period of time in the scheme of things of the year, they live a pretty solitary life. But in the fall, there are times when birds will just kind of form these loose flocks, not necessarily associated with a brood of chicks even, that just hang together because they're in a particularly productive area for feeding, lots of good food. So that's something you might come across at this time of year that doesn't happen. You don't see this in the winter or in the spring even, other than the hens with their chicks. And I also heard a fun report of someone who came across a mixed group. So they came across a group of ruffed grouse with a male spruce grouse hanging out with them. Yeah, which was really, I've never seen that, but several people saw it and, you know, all saw the same thing. So that was
fun to
hear.
Yeah, because they're quite distinctive. The spruce grouse has got quite a bit of color around its head.
Yeah, and it seemed like from what they described, and they had some pictures, that maybe they were seeing this male spruce grouse with a group of younger, more, you know, young of the year, but now fully grown, more or less, ruffed grouse. Chances are they were hanging out there together just because, there was something pretty good to feed on in that area, in that general area. So that was a fun report from a week or so ago. So grouse are, and this is a great time of year to, again, see them, watch them once the leaves come down and watch what they're feeding on. Sometimes they're up in the trees, of course, going after buds and catkins, and that'll be, especially over the winter, we'll see that a lot more. But this time of year, they're on the ground and they're picking up seeds and twigs and leaves and fruits. Soft fruits in the fall become an important component of the grouse diet. So they have this really, really varied diet. And they have some special adaptations in their digestive system that allows them to digest and process foods that other birds won't eat, can't eat. So, for instance, grouse can eat very bitter and even plants with toxic compounds that other birds can't eat and digest. And they, in part, can do this because they have something called a cica, which is a pair of small pouches that are incorporated into their digestive system right between the small and large intestine. The coarse foods that they eat, come in and go right through from the small to the large intestine and out. So that's the coarse food. But the finer foods, which would include like the cambium layer that's on woody vegetation, seeds, so these finer things, which are also more nutritious, they get diverted into one or the other of these pouches, one or the other of these cecum. And it's in there that there is, they have a micro flora like we do, that includes bacteria in those pouches that can digest cellulose and really get more nutrients out of those particular foods. And then it goes to the large intestine and is evacuated. And we can actually see the evidence of this when we come across those, I think, really kind of beautiful little piles of grouse scat. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they have these nice kind of coarse pellets that are kind of curved. They're usually beautiful browns and tans. And then at one end of that little arc of a curve that they make, there's kind of a whitewash. Well, that's a whitewash of ureic acid. Those are the pellets that of foods, of the coarse foods that have gone directly from the small to the large intestine and out. And they're dry and coarse and really fibrous. But if you look close and are watchful, you can also see another grouse type of grouse scat that's just like a brown plop, more like a plop. It's a more liquidy scat. And those are the pellets that have been into the cecum and had this extra processing and then are evacuated separately from the coarser material. So it's those kinds of digestive system adaptations, as well as the other ones that we're more familiar with, like their beautiful feathers, the plumage, and the feathers they grow on their feet that help them in the winter, their habits of diving into the snow, all these adaptations. But in particular, these digestive system adaptations are what allow grouse to live in this northern part of their range, because they can actually eat and get some value from the kind of coarse foods that we have to offer over the course of the coming winter.
That's interesting, because I know cellulose is difficult to digest.
Yeah, you and I, we would...
Well,
we wouldn't fare very well.
No. Jill Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. Thanks for helping us understand rough grouse.
You're welcome.